American Cattle News. I'm Patrick Cavanaugh.
Our grain-fed, well-marbled product stands out.
That's Joe Sheely, Vice President of Communications with the U.S. Meat Export Federation based in Denver. And regarding beef exports, well, U.S. beef does indeed stand out.
Well, we feel like we have a unique product that our grain-fed, well-marbled product stands out among our competitors, and we think that there's very strong demand for that. Global economy is pretty strong. People are looking at new, we're seeing a lot of changes in the Asian culture, a lot of the markets that were more associated with thinly sliced meats. We're now seeing them buying steaks and roasts and things like that. And so we're selling thicker and larger cuts in markets like Japan and Korea and Taiwan.
Sheely said that Asian consumers look at beef in a little different way, which is good for the U.S. beef industry.
And so in Asia, we're just seeing a kind of a change in the food culture, even in the high-end burger market. Now, we don't export a lot of ground beef. Keep most of that product is kept here, but we do export primal cuts and beef items that are ground into ground beef once they reach the Asian markets. And we're even seeing the high-end hamburger market take off in a lot of these places. And so I just think you're seeing a widening of the middle class in a lot of these countries. And they are really savoring the great quality of U.S. beef. It's a product that is very much in demand.
And Sheely said when Asian consumers go into their supermarkets, they're starting to see a fundamental change at the meat counter.
In a lot of markets where maybe before it was considered maybe a little more of a luxury item or a niche item, now you're seeing a whole wider range of people that are picking it up at the supermarket or buying it in every range of restaurant, from the high-end steakhouse to the fast casual restaurants.
The Nature Conservancy and Nestle Purina are collaborating with Cargill to improve water sustainability in the beef supply chain. Our broadcast reaches tens of thousands of cattlemen and women and other stakeholders in the industry every day on more than 100 radio stations across the country. More news at AmericanCattleNews.com. I'm Patrick Cavanaugh with American Cattle News.